Good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins us each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
A relatively new concept in medicine is called patient-centered care. If you're like me, you might have thought, shouldn't it have always been patient-centered? But at least now we're trying to get it right. There are a handful of principles that make care patient-centered. It starts with listening, informing, and involving patients in our own care. It means ensuring that patients' needs and values guide all clinical decisions. Hopefully, the days are gone when the doctor knows best. It's your life, and you and your family get to make all the important decisions. The doctor is there to help guide you, but not just in a technical way, but also in facing anxiety, fear, and uncertainty. Patient-centered care means making access easier, involving family and friends in decision-making, and not just writing prescriptions for pills. Ask your doctor if their practice is a certified patient-centered medical home, or in the process of becoming one. It's a good thing that makes sure physicians are committed to always having your best interest at heart. This is Dr. Scott Morris with Church Health.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life, because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more.